Welcome, everybody. I'm Dr. Joe Gilgore, president of Mineral Area College. So good to have you here on campus, of course, and in this semi-new facility. This building, this area opened in 2024, but just great to see everybody here and have you all here on campus. Do want to say some thank yous before I get started. First off, this whole event is put together by our Chambers of Commerce, and so all of our chamber directors, who many of them hate to be recognized, actually, I'm going to recognize them now. So if they could, I won't do it by name, but if our chamber directors could stand and be recognized, get a round of applause for putting this event together. Also, if you don't mind, we also would like to thank our MAC staff that helped do this, especially Rachel Starbird, who works in here in this building, but puts on events like this all the time, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the future, too. But I just want to thank Rachel and all the crew that helped set up tables and everything. If you could also give them a round of applause. And my last thanks, and I'm probably missed some people in there. I'm sorry about that, but it's Sweet Creek Bakery. Our caterers today for breakfast, if we could thank them. There you go. All right. Well, again, welcome. Thank you all for being here. Just want to give a quick, brief Mineral Area College update as the host. That's one of the perks of being the host. We get to talk about ourselves a little bit. And if you all care about St. Francis County, then you should care about Mineral Area College. And I would bet most of you in this room pay taxes to MAC anyway, so you probably do. But just to give you a quick update on 2024, we had a really, really good year in 2024. This building, of course, was completed in 23. We created an 80,000 square foot industry and technology center. That is, you probably walked through it coming in here. And then in 24, we added this 20,000 square foot expansion, which not only gave this beautiful room, but also the automotive technology department next door. So if you haven't a chance to see this building and the just amazing things that are in it, I encourage you when you're finished here to take a walk down the hallway. We can give you a tour. You can just wander around, whatever you'd like to do. But there is some really impressive equipment that I have no idea what it does, but I know it was super expensive and it does cool things. That's all I know. And then our automotive wing over here is the newest part, and it's just amazing. This building was built with the intention of being a place where students could get workforce training and go out into the community and have a training experience that mirrors what they're going to get in the real world. Many of you have probably heard this a little bit in the past because you probably heard me talk about it, but you know, this building has been a vision of this college for years, long before I was here, and there was a design that was made, and it was taken around. When I got here, we took it around to industry leaders, Bruce Williams specifically at U.S. Tool, and said, "Hey, Bruce, what do you think of this building? Isn't this great? We're going to do this." And Bruce said, "Throw that in the trash," is what he said. So he's like, "That's the wrong design. You need a building that looks like industry. It looks like where they're going to work." And so we changed it, and Bruce and a lot of other industry leaders had a lot of input in what this building looks like. And you get that feel walking around. I don't believe it feels like an academic building. It doesn't feel like a college building. It feels like an industry building, and that was our intent. So you really get to see that as you go around and see that students are going to get state-of-the-art training, and the technology is great. Many of our students in this building actually have jobs before they leave their programs, which is a really good sign of what's going on here. We do hear, and sometimes the community people say to me, "Hey, how's that new building going? I hear it's empty all the time, and all you do is throw parties." And well, you know, I'll say there's some truth to the statement. It is not empty, for sure. Our programs are either full or nearly full. We have high school students in here all the time. For instance, we had a math competition a couple weeks ago, an FBLA event here, where you come by and the parking lot's full of school buses, but also just our students that are here taking classes. But we do like to have a good time. And so we do host events like this and other related incidents have happened in here. Our trivia night was in here, and Innovation Bay down the hallway. U.S. Tool had their Christmas party in here a couple years ago. It was about 500 people. We found out our parking was not adequate for that situation at that moment. We have since added parking. Hopefully, I don't know how it's going out there today, but you know, so this building is available for that sort of thing, and that's where Rachel comes in. She's standing over in the corner. If you have an event or an activity in the community, we are extremely affordable because we want people on campus using these facilities from the community. And so if you have an event that this room would fit, or the larger Innovation Bay, or our multiple classrooms, we can host conferences, all sorts of things. Please talk to Rachel before you leave. There's also, I think, some posters around with QR codes on them throughout the hallways. You can click on that if you just want more information for later. But I'm happy to be a part of this community. We're right centrally located in the county, so it's ideal for events like this. So I said MAC had a great year, and we did. Overall in 2024, enrollment was up about 5%, which is really good. That is a three-year trend. We've been up 3 years in a row after coming out of COVID, which was a very, very bad time for Mineral Area College. And so our enrollment has rebounded from that. A lot of people doing really great work. Some of that actually goes to starting new programs like this, of course. This was in demand from our community to have programs like this. And so that helps with enrollment. We've opened up a campus in Cape Girardeau, really expanding our footprint throughout the region as we go. But it's been a great year. We were able to secure around $5 million in additional funding this past year for projects, which brings our total over the past 5 years, and I couldn't believe this when I actually tallied up this morning, but we have brought in over $50 million in projects for this campus over the past 5 years, and things that have gone on here to improve our facilities and our services to students. Just a lot of really cool things have happened, a lot of great momentum for the college. So we really, really appreciate that support. That's public funding, that's private, that's our bond we passed, all kinds of things that help, which St. Francis County passed by, I think, 67%, so we really appreciate that. Thank you. Part of that money that we got was to start an animal science farm management program, which we are in the process of doing. We have hired a full-time faculty member, which you'll see some information coming out in the media about that soon. That person's going to start on March 1st and get that program kicked off. We are still looking for farmland. If anyone knows, we would like to have our own operating farm for these students to work on. Looking for 100 acres close to campus would be good. St. Francis County or Upper Madison County would be preferred. Somewhere close to 67 would be nice for access. But if you know of anyone, many other schools start these programs and have large farms like this. And oftentimes they're donated. They're people that pass away or the farms pass through. It's families that want to keep these as farms, but they can't particularly run them as farms anymore. And we can definitely promise that. The money we're going to use to buy this farm, if we contribute any funds to it, which we're happy to, we can't sell anything we buy with that money. So it's ours forever. So if you want it to be a farm for a long time, this is the chance. And name it after people, that sort of thing. So if you know of anybody, please see me or send them to me. Be happy to talk. But we're starting that program in the fall no matter what. It'll be classes offered here, and then we would do, as we would do with our own farm, but we will do guest farms. We'll go out to different farmers and see how their operations run, work with their livestock and see what's going on. So I'm not a farmer, that's as much as I can talk about it, but there's people that know more about it than I do that are gonna help with that. Looking forward to 2025, right now we're focused on legislation in the Capitol in Jeff City. That legislation includes an articulation transfer bill, which sounds a little boring, but it's really big for our students. So community college students, I don't know if you're aware of this, some of you may have dealt with this actually with your own children or yourself. The community college graduates that transfer to four-year universities, in Missouri particularly, have to retake a lot of courses that they just took at that community college, which means they have to then pay for it again. It's the exact same course. And anybody that tells you that a community college is not real education, it's not real higher education, just again, to nerd out a little bit here, but we are accredited to provide this education by the Higher Learning Commission, which is based out of Chicago. Who else is accredited by that commission? Well, Southeast Missouri State University is. The University of Missouri is. Nearly every university in Missouri is accredited by the same body that accredits us. We have the same standards. Our faculty have to meet the same requirements. It's all the same. We think ours is a little better. But so when they transfer onto university, you have to retake a course. That's not good. And so we're really pushing that legislation. It passed in the House unanimously last year, and it stalled in the Senate because everything stalled in the Senate last year. And so this year, we're in much better shape. I want to thank Mike Henderson. Senator Henderson is championing that in the Senate for us. And we're really thinking it's going to turn out well this year. It's a step in the right direction to help our students transfer. Community college students in the state, our mission, half of our mission is transfer to university. That's what we want to help students do. And so when they leave here and have to go pay more money and take out more debt to take the same class, they've already got an A in, that's not fair to them. And so this legislation will help make that a requirement of universities to accept our students and that credit. So it's a step, it's not the complete package, but we're gonna get there one step at a time. But that's our big focus in the legislation this year. Also, Mineral Area College specifically, that's a statewide focus. Mineral Area College specifically, we are looking to expand our technical education. So again, you know, I get questions here whether this building has anybody in it. Outside of our community, I get people saying, build this in our community. And so, because they see the success that's happening. So we have been approached by the communities of St. Genevieve, Perryville, and Cape Girardeau County about putting similar facilities in their areas. And so we are asking the state for some funding We have received, we've already secured over $2 million in matching funds for that. And so we are moving forward on hopefully expanding Mac's footprint even farther beyond it. Mineral Area College is much more than our county. I know this is a St. Francis County event, but Mac actually touches, it's 34 school districts throughout Southeast Missouri. 22 counties is our service region. So we serve a lot of people and a lot of students in rural Missouri that need access to higher education that don't have it. And so we are proud to be that provider and to help bring access to the people. And so just seeing what's done here, you're seeing other communities are paying attention to that, and they're trying to replicate those things. So really good signs for Mac, and we're really excited about what's happening in the future. Lastly, my board of trustees would like to look at potential tax annexation, which doesn't impact any of you because you're already in our tax district, but possibly asking other school districts to join our tax district, which saves them money on tuition, could possibly end up being free dual credit for everybody, including our current tax district. A lot of benefits to being in the Mineral Area College taxing district, and it's a very small tax. So you might hear something in the news. You won't see it on your ballot here in this county, but you might see something in the news about that as we move forward. And then, you know, we're starting a lot of things with our bond that was passed. Again, thank you, everybody that voted for that last April. Did pass Madison or St. Francis County by 67%. Madison County, not so much, but St. Francis County was good. So thank you for helping us carry that. We really appreciate it. One of the biggest projects we got going on is our solar project, which you're going to see on campus very soon. That solar vendor has been secured. We were able to get that project a lot more affordable than we originally thought we would. So we're saving your tax dollars on that as well. And it will go to save operational budget for Mac to start out about $300,000 a year in operational funds, which helps us keep that cost low. There is no more affordable education that a student in St. Francis County can get than Mineral Area College, no matter where they go, in the United States or Missouri, anywhere. This is the most affordable education they can get, and we want to keep it that way. So that kind of helps us do that by being more efficient with your tax dollars, of course, being good stewards of that, and running our operations as efficiently as possible. So again, thank you all for being here. Really appreciate it, and this opportunity to share with you a little bit of the good things going on at Mineral Area College. If you have any questions about anything I've said, please see me afterwards. I will be around, and please check out this building if you haven't. Even if you have, maybe there's something new, but walk around. Again, if you want a guided tour, talk to Rachel. She can help set that up as well, especially if you have an event coming up and you want to see the kind of space and arrangements that are available. She can help with that.